Is now unified. The spirit of the people, nothing can break it down. This is our chance for victory, we have to take it now. Our hearts are elevating, like eagles soaring high. As every culture comes together, we can rule the sky. Hear the rhythm, night child, move into one beat. The shouts of jubilation, the dancing in the street.
Night child forever strong, let's go. One heart, one hope, one soul. Night child, we'll make it through the rain. Together at the end of the day, we all say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
So wave your flag, and 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 wave your flag.
Give me fire, give me reason, take me higher. See the champion, take the field now. Unify us, make us feel proud. In the streets, our heads are lifting.
Yeah, this is the only reason I...
Inhibition, celebration, it's around
us. Wait,
every nation, all around us, sing forever.
You know, there's obviously a reason why Colin started with the song. It was one of my... Now, here's the funny part of it, and I'm going to say this today to Banky W's hearing. Now, so you see this version, this Banky W version of Waving Flag, which featured MI and all of that, is my favorite version of that song. And I don't know how it happened, but I prefer this version to Kanan's version. And I'm telling you that, and that's the truth. Of all the versions, all the multilingual versions that I heard, this was the one for
Thank
me.
Thank you so much.
This was the one for me.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
And my best part was where you'd go, let's go, Niger. Hey, that kept getting me. That was my mumu button. So, great pleasure. Welcome to a very unorthodox manner of starting COVID-19 Heroes. And you'd understand why. We've promoted, you've seen it on social media, and this is where it finally starts. My name is Femi Obong Daniels, my co-anchor brother from another mother, Weba Boa. Hello, Weba, how are you doing?
Hello, Femi, good morning. How's the baby doing?
Yes.
Less than a week old still?
3 days old, actually. Came on Sunday.
3 days.
Three going
days.
On four.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? So
yeah. Banky, we did the show on Monday. He was actually in the hospital.
Certainly.
Oh, wow. That's a man that takes his work seriously.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And literally, the funny part is that we had to come up with a strategy to keep Cairo quiet for 30 minutes so I could do the show. It was a family thing because mom had to, you know, cradle him and try literally almost breastfeed him throughout the period just so he wouldn't cry into the mic. So it was beautiful. Welcome to the show today.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. So before we go into it, I got to play this again.
And I look like a star. Say them for say I did do Shaka Fra. And if you still see me, then won't do me Jaga Jaga. Oh, I'm not moving, I'm just in my Aguada.
Do you like what you see? No need to, they jealous me. Stop, my God bless me. I'm gonna lift up my voice and sing. When people see me, they ask me, say, what did they make me shine every day? Now, Baba upgrade me, I elevate. I elevate. I elevate. Enemies around.
touch me, covered by grace. Now Baba upgrade me. I celebrate. Hey, I thank you, cause she keep on blessing.
Thank you, W's. Well, blessing me. Great song. May the blessings continue every day. Now, in this time of crisis where the world has been stunned in a way it has never been in our generation, you know, yes, we can be thankful that certain people have proved to be blessings in times of need. And it's one such blessing that we host this morning. Usually, I hand over to Weber. Weber does the introductions and all of that. Today, when it's a party thing, so let's carry on.
He's stealing my thunder. He's stealing my thunder today. That's not fair.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm. All right, so today we have a guest that I think you all know, Banky W., Banky Wellington. I'm also happy to say he's a Tutu Fellow along with me, which is a great honor. But Banky, look, what I want to know is, you know, you have millions of followers on social media. You could have sat back in the comfort of your couch. You could have created impact just by retweeting things that other people are doing. Why did you decide to get off the couch, get out there, and actually personally, physically get involved when you actually could have just stayed back? What drove you to that?
Well, I think, thank you, first of all, for having me on the show, Mr. Femi and Dr. Weber. I really appreciate it. To all the things that you guys are doing, just highlighting all the great stories from around the country. As far as why I chose to get involved myself, I believe very strongly that God blesses you so that you can be a blessing to others. I believe that's why we're blessed in the first place. And so for me, I've always tried to be at the forefront of not just talking about things, but actually doing things to make things better. I think that as a generation, we spend too much time just talking or tweeting or complaining or pointing fingers. And I think that, you know, as a people, as young people or whatever age that we are, if we could all just play our part to make things a little bit better, then we would be able to change the narrative on the whole. And I think everybody has a part to play. Like, you know, too often we fall into this thing where we point at the government or we point at the celebrities or we point at, you know, the person, the billionaire, and expect that they're going to be the ones to do everything. But honestly, no one person can fix everything, but everybody can fix something. And if we all just worry about the part that we can play, then we stand a chance to rescue the country and to rescue the situation. So for me, luckily I found four like minds, four amazing women, Noella, Maureen, Taiwo, and Miss Akinyoju, and the four of us are all residents in this community. And we just said, you know what? The five of us got together. You know, we kicked off a WhatsApp group. We got, you know, and that's the thing, is it's not just an effort that I am funding or, you know, I'm by myself on the front lines. Absolutely not. I have amazing partners, and everybody who's ever contributed any little thing to Lekki Food Bank, that's the reason that it can exist, because everybody can play a small role, even if it's as little as sending 3K or 5K or as big as anything else. You know, we all have a part to play. And so I try to lead by example in what I spend my energy and time and resources on.
You already mentioned that all five of you are resident in the same community. Because I was actually going to ask you why Lekki and all of that. But I still want to ask you, I mean, you could do anything else. I mean, why the food bank? Why food?
Right.
Banky W has never been like that, associated with agriculture and food and all of that. So what's the impetus for you?
Well, first of all, I think you're a little bit wrong, because you may not be aware that I actually own a restaurant.
Okay.
I co-own a restaurant called Suya Bistro. So that's one of my businesses. I have an amazing partner. Her name is Olamidu, and we own the Suya Bistro restaurant franchise, and we have five outlets in Lagos. Mm-hmm. So I am very into food. Not only selling it, but also eating it. but in all seriousness, I think, you know, here's the thing. Nigeria, unfortunately, can't afford a lockdown. You know, as a country, you know, the majority of our income comes from what billionaires like Dr. Weber are involved in oil. And even oil itself, the oil price has been what it is. And, yeah. You know, the government is really struggling. And so when you have a situation with an unknown virus that nobody could have anticipated, and, you know, you're driving around and you see people who are hungry, people who are jobless, people who are suffering. And if your heart doesn't, you know, kind of skip a beat and think, man, you know, this is an unfortunate situation and what can I do about it? Then something is wrong. And for me, you know, it's ironic for a lot of places in Lagos and probably around the country, the quote unquote nice neighborhoods or the place where the affluent or the elite live, sometimes are right next door to thousands of people who can't afford 3 square meals a day and who may not even know where their next meal is coming from. And those people were hungry before the lockdown. They were jobless before Corona came into town. All this did was it brought them front and center, because now all of a sudden, a resident of Lekki or Oniru is driving to the grocery store and the streets are lined with families and young men and young women who just, they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And so for me, you know, it's one thing to, and I think unfortunately Nigeria does this thing where it forces you to be so concerned about yourself and your family and providing for yourself that somehow you lose track of the greater good. And I've always been one that believes that greatness is not just about what you can get, but it's also about what you can give. And so, you know, if we can give food, if we can, and it's not all, and here's the great thing about the Lekki Food Bank, it's not just about feeding people, but it's also about teaching them. So we're teaching them about social distancing. We're teaching them about safety and hygiene. We're teaching them about washing their hands and using hand sanitizers. And, you know, in the beginning, it was so challenging because they don't live in socially distanced quarters. They live neck to neck, back to back. But the more we worked with them, you know, over time, it was the community people themselves drawing the lines on the ground and saying, hey, you are too close, you know, step apart and all of that. So I like to think that with the Lekki Food Bank and with all the other amazing initiatives that are going on, we've done quite a world of good, not only in sustaining people and keeping them alive, but teaching them about what they need to know as far as the coronavirus and how they can better protect themselves and their families. You know, again, we all have a part to play and we're just all trying to play our little role.
All right, thank you. So I'll ignore the shade you threw at me for now.
That's not shade. Those are props, Weave. Okay.
All right, but look, let's talk about the mechanics. So you've talked about, you know, why we understand why Lekki, why food, but how does it work? So how do you, you know, how do people give donations? How do you distribute? How do you get the food? How do you decide who gets it? How does it work? Talk to us.
Okay. So the mechanics are thus. So we've partnered with the communities that surround Lekki. So there's the Maroko community, there's the Marwa Waterside community, and pockets of communities around here. And what we did was we went into the community and we found partnerships with their leaders. And it'll surprise a lot of people to note that in a lot of grassroots communities, they are actually quite organized. They know who the king of boys is. They know who the women leader is. And, you know, they have these people that the community themselves have appointed to say, okay, these are the people that speak for us. So we work with the communities and their leaders and their nominations. We also partnered with the police force. The DPO, DPO Raji in the Maroko police station has been a tremendous source of support for us. So we have the police, we have the community leaders, we have the Neighborhood Watch by the Safety Commission of Lagos State. We also have LASMA. And then we actually also have a couple of military guys who are doing this as their own way of giving back and just helping us with crowd control. And so with these five groups, along with ourselves and the amazing volunteers, because we actually have regular people like you and me who just give up their time every weekend to come and repack, you know, food for thousands of people and to go out there and distribute it and put themselves on the front line. So with all of these, we have this team of these different groups of people working together to make sure that this happens. We do it, we picked a distribution point in conjunction with the community and the police force and the security agencies that we're working with. And, you know, so we picked that distribution point. So we meet once a week to repack the food. So sometimes we're buying, you know, boxes, sometimes we're buying bags of rice and beans and gari and noodles. Sometimes companies are chipping in and making donations. So we repack the food one day. And then the next day we go out and we distribute it. So we either distribute it on Sundays or on Saturdays or Sundays. Mm-hmm. Actually, during the lockdown, we were on the streets every single day of the lockdown. Once we started it, we were there every day. But now that, you know, movement has started again and there are a lot of cars, we restrict the distribution just to the weekends and we do bulk food so that people have enough to go home and cook and, you know, it'll sustain their family for a week or two and all of that. So it's not just cooked food every day. And that's how we've been doing it. And so far, so good. We're still pushing. We're still charging on. And lastly, like you asked, just as importantly, how people can donate, they can go to at Lekki Food Bank on Instagram or Twitter. Mm-hmm. All of the account information is there, or you can send an email to lekkifoodbank@gmail.com. We have a bank account set up to receive donations, and we're very grateful, no matter how big or small the donations that are coming in. This is what allows us to continue so that it doesn't become any one person's burden.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, if everybody just drops a little bit, then we can move ahead. And for companies who are interested, we actually are welcoming any companies that want to do this as some sort of CSR. Just last weekend, we had Lagos Free Zone. You know, we've had different companies come on board to say, hey, I'll take care of the distribution for this weekend. And, you know, the more that we get donations and volunteers, the more that we can sustain this effort. It was inspired by the lockdown, but we really are hoping and praying and working towards making it sustainable and perhaps even expanding it so that it's not just one distribution point. And also to inspire other communities to do the same. You know, there should be a food bank, an Ikeja food bank. There should be an Ikoyi food bank. There should be a Magodo or a Surulere or, you know, whatever neighborhood, there should be a food bank there. Because what we're finding now is that the needy from all over Lagos are coming to our distribution points saying that, they are sharing food in Marua or in Lekki. And then so you end up having thousands and thousands of people. So even if you're feeding 2,000 people, which tends to, we're averaging between 1,000 to 2,000 people every weekend, families. Now, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people are showing up because there's nothing in where they live. So they're like, listen, if this is where I stand the chance of getting some food, this is where I'm going to go. So the hope is that not people not only chip into what we're doing, but hey, we were just five residents that got together and said, hey, we can do this thing and let's call out our friends and family and networks. People should do the same wherever they are, and let's all try to chip in to making Nigeria a better place.
Just to add that we're streaming live on Facebook and our other social media handles, Nigeria Info 99.3, that is. I was just going to ask you, and you mentioned it, that people can donate, they can be a part of it, they can join you. You dropped some contacts a while ago. You want to repeat that? And even before you do that, I also want to know, the person who's listening now, he doesn't have anything to donate. What he needs is help. How can he benefit? I know you touched on it, but I want you to be more clear. You know, those distribution zones. What do I do? I'm hungry. I don't know where the next meal is going to come from. And Banky W and his friends have this food bank going on, and I'm starving.
Right.
What do I do?
Right. So here's the thing, Femi, and I'll be completely honest with you. We are overwhelmed as we speak with the thousands of people that we're trying to feed every week. We don't have enough donations. We don't have enough volunteers. We don't have enough hands. So I hesitate to say, hey, people from all over Lagos, come to this place for our distribution, because like I said, you know, we're hitting upwards of 2,000 people every week. And there's another 2,000, 3,000, sometimes more, 1,000 people who are there who it's just not enough to get to. So, you know, here's the thing. I do know that the same way that there's a Lekki Food Bank, there's a Lagos Food Bank, there are a few other food banks that have kind of propped up inspired by the lockdown. And I would encourage people to just find out if there's something in your neighborhood that, you know, you can go to for some help. I hesitate to tell you exactly where on radio, because we're struggling with the crowd as we speak, you know. So for people that need help, you know, there are organizations, there are food banks, there are things that you can go to. And if they live in this community where it's like Marwa Waterside, any of the ghettos or grassroots areas around here, they already know where we are. They are already familiar with us. They come, they've seen us every week for the past month and a half, 2 months. So the people here already know what's going on. For people in other communities, I would encourage people who can, if you have enough to spare, please share, you know, whether it's through the welfare department of your church or mosque, whether it's getting your friends in an estate like we did with Lekki Food Bank, you know, everybody has to come to the table and do whatever they can, you know, to help somebody because the country is struggling, you know. So for those of us who've been blessed to be able to survive these times and perhaps even thrive, the responsibility is on us to try and, you know, kind of empower and uphold other people. And honestly, we're doing the absolute best we can. We are stretched thin on a week-to-week basis, but we're not tired. We're not giving up. In fact, recently, it's been incredibly harder because now that business has gone back to normal, the number of our volunteers has even dropped. So right. It ends up being even a smaller number of people that's able to kind of keep up with the workload that needs to happen every week. But, you know, so please help us out if you can, but do the same thing where you are so that, you know, we don't have to invite the entire country to come to where Lekki Food Bank is distributing, because Lekki Food Bank just doesn't have enough, you know, to take care of everything. Yeah.
So Banky, I mean, you know, you're saying you're feeding about 2,000 to 3,000 people a week. Well, and that's households, right? So that means you're impacting between 15,000 to 20,000 Nigerian citizens every week. So, I mean, this is amazing that you're able to operate at that scale. And then I love the fact that you're bringing the police together, the soldier, everybody. And you know, in a time like this, sometimes the police and the soldiers get a bad rep, but it sounds like in your case, they're working very, very closely with you. And it's very, very good to hear. But listen, I mean, we can see on social media, you know, images of happy, very, you know, smiling, happy children, people getting fed, people happy and loving this. But how has it touched you personally? Like, how is this? In the end, sometimes the giver becomes the one who's actually the beneficiary. And how has that been the case for you?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Doc, you know, your life changes, you know, when you just encounter the sheer gratitude. You think you go into it thinking, oh, I want to be a blessing to people. Mm-hmm. But you come out of it realizing how much you've been blessed. You come out of it realizing how much you've been impacted, how inspired you feel, how fulfilled and satisfied that you feel. Because at the end of the day, you know, I said earlier, greatness is not just about what you can get, but it's also about what you can give. The same thing goes for fulfillment. The same thing goes for satisfaction. And, you know, if wealth was the key to happiness, then we wouldn't have so many billionaires that try to kill themselves. You know, right. We wouldn't have so many suicide cases from seemingly successful people. So the key to happiness, the key to joy, is not just about chasing success. Success and then what? Your life has to mean more than just what you've been able to amass. And that, I think, is what a lot of people miss. You know, at the end of the day, when you come to the end of your life, you are just a steward of whatever resources that you have. You are not going to take your house with you. You're not going to take your car or your bank accounts. You're not even going to take your wife or your kids when it's time for you to go. Mm-hmm. So you really want to endeavor to leave your mark or leave your legacy by investing in people, by helping people, by being a stepping stone, by being the answer to somebody's prayer and the solution to somebody's problem. And when you do that, that's what makes your life mean more. That's what speaks for you when you're dead and gone. That's how you create legacy. That's how you get meaning, I think, you know. And I think a lot of our volunteers, you know, even those who are a little bit shy to start or afraid or whatever, now it's almost like it's now a life mission for them. It's a calling, right. You know, it means more. There's more purpose to your life when you find somewhere to apply yourself. And I really want to encourage all of the listeners and really everybody across Nigeria, once a week, do something that's bigger than you. Do something that's bigger than your chase for success or your own wealth or the well-being of yourself and your immediate family and surroundings, because that's how you get more meaning out of life. Do something that's greater. Give back. Give to society. You can volunteer to a food bank. You can donate to a food bank. You can help an orphanage. You can just gather your friends and pick up trash from the streets. Right. You can paint an old school. There's a million problems in Nigeria, and some are right at your fingertips. And if you just spend time once a week. Let's make every Saturday Serve Nigeria Saturday. Spend time once a week. Just do something that's greater than your own personal chase for success. And you'll be shocked at the rewards that you yourself will get out of it when you give.
You know, I was going to ask you, that you share some particular stories. But again, I think we have sufficient of that now. And then you'd also talk about the social media handles, Lekki Food Bank, where you people can follow some of these impact stories. What I want to know now is whether the Lekki Food Bank will remain in place post-COVID-19, because we've run out of time. And if so, how long will it be needed? Are you looking at institutionalizing it?
Well, it has been quote-unquote institutionalized. It's a registered NGO. We've gone through the CAC. Okay. I think we've pretty much cleared all of those hurdles in terms of it being, a legal entity and a not-for-profit that is here. You say, how long will it last post-COVID-19? The prayer is that it will last forever. The prayer is that we will also go beyond just giving food and teaching them about COVID or safety or health or hygiene to maybe moving to a place where we can empower people. Maybe we can help people get skills. Maybe we can introduce some sort of vocational training and help these communities and teach their young men to have skills that make them employable. Because at the end of the day, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a meal. But if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for life. And we want to be on that side. But of course, that takes a considerable amount of resources. It takes a lot of money, a lot of energy, a lot of skill, a lot of contributions from everybody. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're working towards, is making it a sustainable thing. And shout out to, again, to my partners, Ms. Akinyoju, mm-hmm. Taiwo Titoju, Maureen Ibe, Noella Nwankwesi. Sometimes I mix up the last names, I apologize. But these four women have been incredible in just kind of partnering with myself and our volunteers, and we're pushing and we're trying, and hopefully people see that effort and continue to help us sustain it, continue to give, continue to contribute. Just a reminder, it's at Lekki Food Bank on Instagram, at Lekki Food Bank on Twitter. And the email is lekkifoodbank@gmail.com. If you want to contribute, if you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, if you even want to just help us repost, because sometimes people don't have enough to give, but you can help us spread the message. You can take one of our videos or flyers and just help us spread the word about what we're doing so that more people can be involved.
So Becky, before Femi kicks us off, first of all, just wanted to say I love your charge for basically everyday forms of generosity. You know, you're charged that every Nigerian, even if it's painting, picking trash, you can actually serve your...